702.
WhatsApp Profilwe
on 072-702-1702.
Well, Paul Rulisa, our certified financial planner, is his mantra is financial independence, right? At the end of your life, what is the state of your finances, of your investments, and are you able to retire comfortably? Happily. And that really is the main thrust of all our conversations with Paul Rulisa. Today, Paul, you're bringing us a year-end checklist on your personal finances. And my gosh, it's been a tough one, but we can't compromise on some things. Good morning, Paul.
Hi, Rafa. Yes, and it's that time of year again where we sort of start to wind up and probably set our sights on a holiday. And it's just to give us peace of mind that we important things are in place so that we can go and have a peaceful time. As deserved as it is, you don't want to be disappointed when you get back and realize that you could have and should have done a few things. Mm-hmm. So we just jot down a few of the essentials that must be in place before you go to give you that peace of mind.
Yeah, to give you that peace of mind, to have a stress-free January, and most importantly, to avoid the frenzy of spending and FOMO long before your January paycheck lands in your account in mid-December. Let's not forget about that.
No, definitely. You know, that's the big problem. As nice as it is to get an early check, the reality is that it's going to just be that much longer before you get the next one. Mm. And while you're away, debit orders still carry on. In particular, though, when you talk about that aspect of the checklist, you must make sure that the debit orders are covered before you leave for the essential things in particular. Your life insurance, your medical aid, and your short-term insurance will be repudiated or can be repudiated if they haven't collected a premium from them. So what you don't want to do is have that situation where you think it's covered. You get back after January to find that something happened, life insurance, some life-changing event happened, a medical expense was incurred while you were on holiday, or you were broken into while you were away. If your premium isn't in place or hasn't been collected, you put yourself in a very risky situation with the insurer. So you have to make sure that those debit orders at least are covered while you're away.
All right, fantastic stuff. So let's kickstart the rest of the checklist now, starting with medical plans for next year. A critical time for everybody with medical aid. What are we considering?
Well, very, very quickly, the appropriate plan has to be selected before the year end. And you must make sure with your broker and or the insurer itself or the medical aid provider, just make sure that the plan is actually in place from the 1st of January. You don't want to think that it is and somewhere in the system could through a technicality or so that it hasn't reached them.
Okay.
But make sure that you've got the appropriate plan in place and that it is in place for the 1st of January.
Mm. So this is the time to adjust, make any adjustments in terms of the kind of medical aid plan you currently do have and don't get a shock at the beginning of next year. Yeah, especially if you're doing it through your company, they need the heads up to facilitate all that admin. Yeah.
Certainly. You probably have got your option letters by now. If not, question that with your HR or your broker. The medical aid companies have really given us those options a few weeks now. But just make sure it's ready and in place.
Okay. Short-term insurance, valuations are being adjusted or have been adjusted?
Well, very, very important here too. Especially a lot of us have gone and started working at home during the last year or so. And we brought probably things into the household that need to have an adjustment made on our short-term insurance. I'm thinking about office equipment and the like. But also, just make sure that you are covered with the right amount, the right valuations are in place. That just is a phone call and a broker might come around and ask you and assess that for you. But tandem to that, just also make sure that your alarm service is also serviced. Your alarm system, is also serviced because that's also a condition in most short-term insurance policies. They would want a good working ordered alarm system that's in good working order. And, you know, it's a good time to have that service too, because you also want peace of mind too, that while you're away, your house is protected, your residence is protected as much as it can be. So those two done hand in hand would be a good idea in terms of the checklist as well.
And to the point of your alarm system being in good working order, check that backup battery as well, because load shedding and blackouts, and just make sure, you know, depending on how old your battery is, that you either replace it. Make sure that that is also something that you take care of. I know I've had to change mine recently as well, because all these power outages, load shedding and the unplanned ones have really had a dire effect on battery. So yeah, take care of that as well. And then of course, you spoke about, Paul, covering your January expenses, which is key, which is critical, and just drawing up a budget and sticking to that budget. We all feel fantastic when we've gotten that early paycheck as well, and you've got your bonuses and you've got your this and that, and you want to be Father Christmas or Mother Christmas, but just keep a lid on it a little bit, because tomorrow's another day.
Well, definitely. I think it gives you a lot of peace of mind. And the target then is, don't go further into debt over this holiday. You know, spend what you can, live within your means for the paycheck. And it's a very, very happy experience to come into January with everything fully in control and put you on the front foot, where you know now that your debt is under control. You haven't gone further into it, and you don't have to catch up. Yep. And the worry in January will certainly be a lot less severe.
Sure. Loyalty rewards next up on your list, and then, of course, updating your will.
Well, that again, too, is a very good opportunity to clean out all those loyalty rewards and all the various cards that you may have. You are probably paying for some of those rewards, too, in the sense of being a loyalty reward member. So now it's time to clean them all out, and you probably would be very pleasantly surprised in terms of the value if you bundled it all together. You know, there could be some value there which could go towards the holiday, would go towards buying some presents to friends and family. And it's a good time to get to understand it. Maybe also then to flush out those that you're not using and really streamline it, you know, to get those effective loyalty reward programs that really work with you. And a good time of the year to get that too. Don't ignore that. There's probably a pocket of cash or value of some sort there that would be worthwhile during this holiday season.
All right. Fantastic. And lastly, updating your will.
Probably the most important part of the checklist. Mm-hmm. Just make sure that it is updated and someone knows where to find it, really. You know, it is risky over these holidays, especially if you are traveling on the roads. And, you know, even the virus itself, we're going into a peak wave now. Mm. We have to understand that there's a risk out there, and we need to have that will updated, and somewhere where your friends or family know where to find it would be a very good idea too, because it's very, very damaging if something happens to you and the will can't be found or isn't updated.
Yeah.
And I think that's a good and very important point on this checklist as well.
All right, lovely. Thanks so much for that, our annual reminder, Paul Rulofsa. Can't wait for our catch-up next week, Sunday.